This is RSPNB Update, episode 117, for Friday, September 14th, 2007, The Nubian Prophecy. Hello, everybody. RSPNB Update is coming down the pipes, I guess, because the internet is a series of tubes, according to one U.S. senator.
And Ted Stevens.
Yes, yes, that's who that is. And you are?
Ted Stevens.
No, you're Mr. Woodward.
Hello.
Or Brad.
My name is Ted Stevens.
Bradler, or something other like
Ted
that.
Ted Stevens.
No, you're smarter than that.
I like that name, sir.
Why?
Oh, yes. Hello, everybody. I don't know. Ted Stevens has a ring to it.
Maybe. Just like Jean-Luc Picard.
No, I actually was playing CS today and I saw someone with the name Jean-Luc Picard.
Did you
they
kill
killed
them?
Me. No, they killed me.
I got good news. Starting this past week, they moved Star Trek The Next Generation to After Supper, so now I can watch that with them. Because sometimes I'm in school, so I don't see that, but they moved it so I can see that now.
Must control anger.
No.
Violence is wrong.
Yes,
violence
it is.
Is wrong.
Okay, before we...
Except against William Shatner.
No, without him you wouldn't have iPods.
No, let's not get into this, because we will be arguing for ages.
Okay.
Arguing.
RuneScape updates the Varrock Achievement Diary.
Woo!
Do you like Varrock?
Not since they changed the graphics. I think it looks weird.
Okay. Well, let's go through some of the tasks. An easy task, for example. Have Thessalia show you what outfits you can wear.
That's, yeah.
Have Aubrey transport you to the Rune Essence Mine. Give a stray dog a bone.
Give a dog a bone.
Have Elsie tell you a story. Find the highest point in Varrock. Catch a trout in the river east of Barbarian Village.
So those are all easy.
Yeah, well, there's tons more, but I'm not going to say all of them. And note, it's not just in Varrock, it's in the entire surrounding area, so yeah. The easy reward is Varrock Armor. When worn, it gives you a chance of smelting two bars at once when smelting ores up to and including steel and Edgefill. And did you know they added a new furnace just outside the Edgefill bank by the river?
Yes, I did see that. That could be a good place to smith.
Yeah, I just wish they didn't, though, because the Port Ghostia and that other place up on the island, up in that Fremenic area, you know? What's that island? To the west of Miscellanea.
Oh,
the newest one. Something?
Something. I think.
Anyways, you also have a chance of mining two ores at once when mining ores up to including coal. Better prices when buying and selling in the Varrock area. Experience Lamb, 1k XP in your skill of your choice. Okay, now on to some medium tasks. Have the apothecary in Varrock make you a strength potion. Enter the Champions Guild. Get a full complement of rats on your rat pole. Do you remember that rat catcher's quest?
Yeah, that wasn't that a really long quest?
Yes, and tedious.
And annoying.
Yes.
Yes.
So you have
oh,
to
yeah,
because
you had to go through that house.
Yes, yes, exactly.
I hated that quest.
Use the spirit tree north of Varrock.
No, I just didn't... Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about the quest.
No, I'm talking about the other rewards.
Yes, I realize that now.
Perform the four emotes from the Stronghold of Security. Select a color for a new kitten. Use a shortcut under the west wall of the Varrock Palace. Craft an Earth Tiara. Use the Teleport to Varrock spell. Get a Slayer task from Vanaka. Dial the Fairy Ring to the west of Varrock. Browse through Oziach's armor shop. Yeah, see, these are pretty simple so far, right? Dig site, rat quest, but I really don't like doing those cat things, do you?
No, I hated the cat thing.
I know, like, for some reason, all the noobs out there like the cats, so I really don't like this achievement diary, and I haven't done it yet. But anyways, let's continue on with some more reward for the medium rewards. Okay, so you'll get updated Varrock armor. Same thing, smelt two bars at once, possibly up to Mithril. Chance of mining two ores up to once, including Mithril. And chance of smithing at a slightly faster rate, and a 5k XP smithing lamp, or skill lamp, I mean. Okay, now let's go on to some hard tasks. My browser here, Firefox would ever so kindly display the Java applet for the RuneScape login, but anyways, what's your farming level?
60.
Okay, then you can't do this one. You can't complete the hard one because you need to pick a poison ivy berry from a poison ivy bush.
And what farming level does that require?
70.
Oh.
What?
So it goes from ridiculously easy to ridiculously hard.
I guess.
And don't say it's not hard to get 70 farming just because you have 98.
More on that later. Smith and Adamant Medium Helmet from the south on the southeast anvil in Varrock next to Aubrey's Rune Shop. 73 smithing required for that. Speak to Orlando Smith when you have achieved 153 kudos in the museum. Craft an air battle staff. Make a Varrock teletablet.
What crafting does the battle staff require? I cannot remember.
66.
Uh-huh, I've got that.
I can't do that. Make a Waka canoe near Edgeville.
That was fun. I remember when that came out.
Yes. We can go to the wilderness. Use the home teleport spell in the ancient magic spellbook to teleport to Edgeville. Which means you need to have done Desert Treasure. Finally,
vaguely.
Use the Skull Scepter teleport to Barbarian Village. Which, when you do that, you it's really hard to get the second half, but you can get the first half. So, this is basically a way to get people back into the Stronghold of Security. Oh, and the reward for this is the same as before, except it's up to including adamant for the smithing and mining. Access to a bank in the Cooking Guild. Armor can be used to access the Cooking Guild in place of a chef's hat. And an experience lamp, which gives 10k in a skill of your choosing. So, what would you rate this out of 5?
I think there's a lot to do there, and even though some of them are quite easy, again, there are quite challenging ones as well, so I'd probably give it a 4, because I'm in a generous mood.
You gotta give it a 3. I really didn't vote for this, so of course I'm not gonna like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and also this week, the children and pirates got their graphical update.
I haven't seen that.
Well, they just mark more piratey, you know? As with all of their new changes, they've updated the player models, new clothing. I really haven't seen any children yet because, well, I just don't go into areas where those children exist.
You aren't allowed to go into areas where those children exist.
That's
50
right.
50 yards at all time.
That's
you
right.
Know the restraining order.
I'm sure lots of people have a restraining order on you.
On me?
Yes.
Why would they have a restraining order on me?
I don't know. We won't get into that here. But anyways, this is just your typical run-of-the-mill graphical update.
Yeah, nothing too special.
Right. Next is the herbal remedies. Okay, before we get going, what would you say on this out of 5?
3.
I give it a 5. You want to know why?
Why?
Because nobody can get scammed anymore when buying
herbs. I was thinking about it, and although we got into this whole argument with Master of the Vortex when he was on a few weeks ago, you already know the whole idea with Unid herbs was that you identified them, and I can see in reality how that would require a certain degree of knowledge about herbs to be able to identify a certain herb. But now, they're just dirty. You shouldn't have to be a master herbalist just to clean something, you know?
But you do. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Take, for example, Torstal herbs are getting incredibly...
Torstal.
Torstal. Torstal herbs are pretty rare, right? So yeah. Why would you... You'd need a higher level to, first of all, clean it up so you didn't damage it.
Possibly, but I think if that applies to one, it applies to all. I like the idea in the term of a scamming sense, but I don't think it's the idea of what they've changed it to is that good in itself.
I personally think it's the best update to herb lore in a long time. That's what I have to say. But anyways, moving on this one. So basically now when you do herb farming, you'll get dirty herbs, and then you got to clean them up. So doing this, it effectively kills the unit market, which is a good thing. That's what I have to say. I'm happy about that. Because my logic behind this is the only, like, sure, if you got like 80-some-odd herb lore, you could buy a whole stack of units and identify and use the good ones that you want, right? But somebody who is going for 99 herb lore is not going to be spending the time to identify all these herbs that they get and resell the bad ones, right? Are you with me?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, in effect, this is good for me because I am a higher level herb lore that I know what I want to buy. For instance, if I ever go out and buy herbs, they'll be Irrit, Quorm, Cadentine, Dwarfweed, maybe Lantadime. And when I do that, I will know that I'm not getting scammed. And it's just easier to buy those rather than having to deal with a whole bunch of a unit market. Although, one thing I did hope that this accomplished, I'm not sure if it did, I hope it manages to kill somewhat of the merchanting on the herbs, because I'm sure you know how I was telling you that a quorum is now like 5K, right?
Yeah, that's a stupid price.
Exactly, so I hope it kind of does fix that up a bit, but this is one of the best herb lore updates in a while, in my opinion. So, yeah. I have 83 herb lore. Or 82. Very close to 83, so I know what I'm saying. The Player's Gallery. Okay, this is issue 12 of the Player's Gallery, which means it came out about a year ago, right? Remember when it came out?
Yeah.
You and me both said we were wondering when someone from RSBNB is going to get in it, and it turns out on the one-year anniversary that it did happen. It did happen. Woo-wee! Anyway, so...
Congratulations.
To Alex, 43,
yes.
I was talking to him, and he said he sent it in about 2 months ago.
Oh, so...
The image that got in was basically the image that he used on the Castle Wars Reloaded event with all the spinners and the portal and whatnot. It says, Sarah Doman, are you mad at me? A pest control nightmare. I don't know. I have to say that's the best one, but we are
Yes, obviously it is the best one.
We are kind of biased in that, though, right?
No, it is the best one. Clearly, the others look like they were drawn by five-year-old children. Don't be stupid, man.
But this one doesn't. This one looks like it's an okay drawing. The one on the bottom row, second from the right.
Yes, that is...
I don't know.
Quite.
What the heck? There's this one with a whip, selling whip, 1.65 million. Can't afford that. What's as fast as strong as a whip? Sausage links for the win. Sausage links. Everyone's saying that the whip looks like a link of sausages.
Quite.
Yeah, I'm not going to say much more on that.
Sausages.
Sausages are good, though.
Yes.
Although I don't have them that often, but I like sausages. But yeah, definitely I'd have to say Alex, this is the best one. Good job. Good job. Let's see more RSBNB artwork in there.
Yes, we must dominate the RuneScape scene.
The RuneScape world. Okay, next is the guaranteed content poll results. The winner was Triple Trouble. Three brave adventurers face off against one of the most fearsome monsters in RuneScape, the King Black Dragon. I don't know. I can't believe that this won, you know?
That gay wallpaper.
Like, the King Black Dragon? God.
Any of the wallpapers would have sucked, let's be realistic.
Well, yeah, you remember the stats about who uses what and everything.
Yeah, Nobody with any self-respect would actually have a RuneScape wallpaper.
I like my current wallpaper.
What is your current wallpaper?
It's Starscape. It's got a planet that looks sort of like Earth with a moon, and then another smaller planet off in the distance with a nebula in the center of the screen.
My current wallpaper is it's like a graphic. Just looks like it's like a basically
a picture like of a, you.
Yes, I'm that vain. My wallpaper is a picture of me. No, my wallpaper currently. You threw me off now. My wallpaper currently is. Oh, forget it. It's just not worth it. It's really not worth it. Let's just get going.
Okay. Z-Paul, the RuneScape quiz, the subscribe exam. Am has a few test papers to the pole arcs this week, and they having a few problems finishing them. So basically, that's what this was. 75,000 votes. First question, very easy. Which of these holiday items was never released? 80% got it right, being the party cat.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
5% said the yo-yo.
Perhaps people just answered wrong to be pathetic because it's such an obvious question.
Okay, next one.
Wishing to buy ginger party cat, 10 million.
One level, only one level to fry. I am found on a pizza, but not in a pie. I live in the sea, but not in the sky. What am I?
A fish?
No. Anchovy.
Anchovy.
Isn't there an anchovy pizza, though?
Didn't he say on a pizza, but not on a pie?
Yeah.
I don't believe there's an anchovy pie.
But there's anchovy pizza, no?
Exactly. Read the thing out again, Shane.
Uh-huh. What am I? It's an anchovy.
Yeah, no, but read that again. I'm trying to explain this to you, Diamond.
Okay. One level to fry. I am found on a pizza, but not a pie.
Exactly. It says I am found on a pizza. So that means there is one on a pizza. You sounded like you thought there wasn't.
Shit. I said shrimp.
No, you didn't.
No, and I voted.
Oh. You said shrimp?
Yes. Don't laugh like
moron.
That. Don't laugh like that.
Why not?
Sounds like you're 12.
I am 12.
Young boy.
Don't call me that. It freaks me out.
Okay, medium. Look at the silhouette of the above island, and which island is it? Do you know what it is?
I haven't seen the silhouette.
It's on the pole. Let's see if let's see. Did you get that link?
Hang on a second. Yes. Okay. That is... Oh. Wow, that's a scary-looking girl there.
Okay, what's the island?
Is it... did you know?
Nope.
Is it a new island?
Sort of. It's not from your time.
If you look at the West Coast, right, it looks like a bloke with a really big chin and then a nose and a really large overhanging eyebrow.
What?
Oh, never mind. It just looks like a face to me.
It's Harmony. Harmony Island.
Oh, yes, that is...
Tutorial Island, but Tutorial Island doesn't have a boat.
Yes.
Okay. 24% got that right. 14% thought it was pest control.
Pest control isn't that shape, you retards.
Okay, look at the character silhouette at the top of the page. Which character is it? I have no idea, do you?
Looks like a night owl female.
31% say Skippy.
Who is Skippy?
I have no idea.
The kangaroo?
What?
That doesn't look like a kangaroo.
What's...
You've never heard of Skippy the kangaroo.
Nope.
Shame on you. Let me just find the...
Is that peanut butter?
No, it's Skippy the kangaroo.
No, never heard of that.
You've never heard of Skippy the kangaroo.
Nope.
Never.
Oh, and Brad? It is Skippy. Yeah. It's Skippy, and it's not a girl.
Skippy the Bush Kangaroo was a popular Australian television series for children produced from 1966 to 1968. 91 30-minute episodes remained. I just remember being shown on TV here. I never watched it. It was just about a kangaroo called Skippy.
Okay.
But knowing that it was made in Australia now makes me feel extremely dirty.
It's not a female, it's a male.
Jesus Christ, it looks like a female.
Skippy could be written off as yet another drunken, raving local if it was not for his compelling tale of horrors that are them. Them being the
his
giant
compelling
mud
tale
skip-
of horrors.
Them being the giant mud skippers that left him with what can only be a giant mud skipper bite mark. Maybe if you can sober him up a bit, he'll remember more about the terror. Skippy can be found staggering about throwing bottles into the water on the east side of the town, Remington.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah, from Recipe for Disaster. Now I
still looks like a female. It does.
Okay. Very hard. I am traveling north through a town of some kind. I chop a willow and stoop down to pick up a nearby cabbage. I buy a vial from the shop, dip it in a fountain, then pick up a cup of tea. I also find a short bow lying on the ground, and I talk to Gaius. Where am I?
Varric.
No, you're in Taverly. Because there's no vial shop in Varric.
I'm sorry. I fail.
And now
kill
this
me
is
now.
Devilishly hard. When you travel to the RuneScape websites, there are a number of characters on the top, either side of the RuneScape logo. Most of them represent a skill in RuneScape, but which one of these skills is not represented by a character in this way? No peeking back at the front page.
I'm sorry, I don't know this sort of shit. RuneScape is not my life. I don't know every sort of... Oh, for God's sake.
Magic.
Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that because you went back and had a look?
Yep.
Cheater.
No.
I could have done that, but
okay.
I knew I would only be cheating myself.
Okay, so that's that. That's the poll for this week. Kind of, I don't know, it seems like they're running out of poll ideas, maybe. So, anyways, that's it for that. I guess we're on to questions now.
Yes, we are on to questions. The best part of the show.
The first question is an audio question once again from PFK99s. I will play it now.
With all of the new weapons, such as the Ceridaman Sword and the new God Swords, being added to the current melee arsenal, is there a new best weapon? Supposing prices were more comparable, would this change your mind at all?
So what do you think?
I think that the majority of the weapons introduced in God Wars are sort of less serious weapons like the whip or even the dragon longsword were, and more gimmicky weapons.
Yes. The only thing that they really serve a purpose for besides advancing melee is to keep rare prices down, because if they can keep bringing in new items that are going to cost 100 mil plus a month when they first come out, they can keep the party hat's prices down to where they currently are residing at, if you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole strategy behind it. Seriously. But no, there's just those classic weapons, you know? Like the whip, the dragon log, and the dragon scimitar are such classic weapons. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean.
I used the dragon log sword for the majority of my RuneScape life until the whip came out.
So, I used the whip for the I think unless Jagex makes a weapon that is fast and with comparable or even better stats than the whip, then the whip won't be replaced.
Exactly. See, that's just the thing. Why replace something if it's perfectly good? There's the old adage, if it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Exactly.
See, that's why they use the same phasers on Star Trek for so long.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They just work.
Star Trek doesn't work. Star Trek needs to die.
No. No.
Yes.
But anyways, Dragon Longsword and the Whip and the Dagger, those are classic weapons that'll go down in RuneScape history. Who knows, maybe in another 500 years, the Dragon Longsword will be considered a 3rd-age weapon, or a 5th-age weapon, since that's where we are now.
Yes, possibly.
Because, you know, everything could be destroyed again, and they'd have to work themselves back up, and yata, yata, yata. Anyways, that was from PFK99s, and don't hesitate to send us audio questions. We'll only tear you apart when there's multiple guests on the show. They can be sent to questions at rsbnb.com.
Or when I'm on the show.
Hello. You're always on the show.
Oh, yes. I forgot.
Thank you. On to the next question. Brad, you can take this one.
Okay. Do any of you have a part-time job? Okay,
no,
that's the first question.
No. You're meant to read the one above it.
That is the top question.
No, refresh. I fixed a little bug on the page. But anyways, yes.
Take two. Do you hate anyone so much that you want them dead or just seriously injured? Yes. Plenty of people.
I'm sure we know who that is. Can we limit ourselves from saying anyone's names that resides
of
in the
course.
Southern Hemisphere? Let's have some people that you don't like in your own country, perhaps, this time.
I'm not going to say who I want to die. Not on a public podcast. Are you crazy? Just rest assured, I'm pretty sure the people know who they are.
Okay. I wouldn't go so far as wanting somebody dead or facilitating
their
death. Of course not.
Sure you would.
Of course not.
Yeah, you would.
I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah, you are.
It's much funner to get back at them when they're alive.
Nah.
Yes, it is. Seriously. I'm not the person you want to piss off.
Actually, no. Instead of, if I really didn't like somebody to the point of wanting them killed, I wouldn't want them killed, per se. I would want all of their loved ones killed. Like, all the people they loved and cared for killed, because I think that would upset them more. Maybe I'm just a horribly vindictive person, but I would prefer that.
Yeah, on that note, moving onwards, thank you, Alex. Do any of you have a part-time job? P.S. What did Dan say on MSN when he had to take an intermission last week from SkillPier 100?
He said he was going to take a piss.
Not those... Did he use those exact words?
Well, he just said something like, be right back, and he definitely used the word piss. And he let us know that he was going to have one, and he would be back shortly.
We had a problem with this in the first year when Pika and I were still getting used to doing this thing.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah, you were there.
I was guessing.
Yes, your first
guessing.
Time.
And then we were talking my first time. Oh, yeah. Cause we were just talking, and then Pika said on MSN, we were about taking a piss, and we both burst out laughing. Oh,
yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, and then there was a time I brought someone from my MSN in who said, that was the You All Play RS thing. Were you there for that, too?
Oh, yeah, I was there, because that was a big mod show recording of lots of us. And then he was like, you're all ferned, and left.
That's not going to happen today. Everybody here who is on my MSN is sort of knows everyone. So if that did happen, we'd be okay.
I'd be able to insult them and get them to leave.
Thank you, SkillPier 100. Next one's for Brad.
Hang on a minute. Did we answer the part-time job one?
Oh no, we didn't. Shit.
No, I do not have a part-time job.
No, neither do I. Because
I probably
you know,
should get one, but
why?
You know, so I can have money.
You don't need money.
All you need is love. Love, love, love is all you need.
Okay.
No, I would like money anyway. I would like more money.
Why?
Because I can't just, like...
I never buy anything. I have no need for money. Like, I don't buy any... The last thing I bought was a hard drive because my hard drive died.
But I have no way of making money. I mean, getting money, other than having people give it to me.
Okay. So, you don't have a job?
No, I do not have a job. I am currently unemployed.
Okay, me too, then. See, school is just so much more important, wouldn't you agree?
Well, the college I'm going to actually advises students against working more than 10 hours a week.
Well, that's good. Because you can... Well, you have us at RSBNB to take care of.
Yes, it's like a big mental institution.
Thank you, SkillPier 100. Next one, Brad.
I wasn't joking. Okay. what do you think of France? Let's see. Ugly women, bad food, bad wine. The weather's, I would say, it's fine. They're all up themselves. They wear stupid clothes. They wear those stupid little beret hats. Fascination with garlic.
I like garlic.
Yeah, but they overuse it. Crappy food. I said ugly women.
Every Christmas when we have garlic, I put it on my chicken, potatoes, and everything else, pretty much.
Nobody would want to kiss you, would they, Shane?
No.
Garlic breath.
And that is from?
Anubis.
See, but you're neglecting to mention one thing that you told me.
What?
That long, long ago, your family line came from France.
Shut up. I didn't say my family line came from France. I said the earliest record of my surname was in France.
Exactly, so that means they were from France.
Unless somebody over in England suddenly, spontaneously decided to change their second name to Woodward. Woodward, I mean. I hate it, personally, when people say Woodward. Like, they say it really fast. Cause it just sounds like they're saying Wood twice.
Woodward.
Woodward. It's Woodward, people.
That's what you could be called on RuneScape when you get 99 Woodward. Woodcutting.
Woodward. Yeah, I know. That's what you always used to tell me, to get 99 woodcutting. Like, no. Anyway.
Okay, who is your real-life hero? Mine is Steve Jobs from GZ Pro.
I bet yours is... No, yours is William Shatner.
No, I don't have a real-life hero.
I think people who, like, say, you know, I have a hero and he is, like, ex-celebrity or ex-businessman or whatever, I think that's a bit stupid. I think for somebody to be your hero, you surely have to know them a great deal, not just see what they do on TV.
Exactly.
I mean, I could probably, like...
Am I your hero?
No, Shane. I was actually going to say probably some of my old friends I might class as something close to being heroes, but I don't agree with saying people are heroes in the sense of the word that it's just some celebrity or some whatever. Role model, perhaps, if you want to follow their corporate success or their sporting success, but I would never call them a hero.
Exactly. That's a good point. Because so many people just say, oh, he's my hero, he's my hero.
Steve Jobs. Fanboy.
Okay.
I bet a few other people would say Steve Jobs if we asked them, wouldn't they?
Who?
I don't know. Apple fanboys.
I wouldn't.
You would.
No, I wouldn't.
You'd say Jean-Luc Picard.
No,
he
of course
not. He is my hero.
No. No, there is no hero. There's, like, role models. I don't know.
Who would you consider your greatest role model?
I don't know.
Who would you like to be like?
Be like and have their job and everything?
Yes.
And do what they do?
Yes, and be as intelligent as they were and as great as they were. Just basically be them.
Kevin Rose.
Yeah, he does have a pretty sweet job.
Yeah.
But he gets drunk on Dignation. You wouldn't like that. Because you don't like drinking, Shane.
Okay. No, I wouldn't do that part. But you said you would come to the show one day kind of drunk, right?
I wasn't drunk. I just had a few glasses of wine. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with a few glasses of wine. Just as long as you can keep yourself cognizant enough to do the show.
I personally think a drunk me doing the show would be hilarious.
Okay, well, I haven't seen Hurt talk to you on Skype when you were like that, just a few times when you were on MSN.
I'd be like even more abusive.
Yeah, and we'd be putting an explicit tag even after the editing, I'm sure.
Yes, or you just edit everything I said out and I wouldn't be in the show.
Okay, moving onwards. Thank you, GZ Pro. You sparked such an interesting conversation there. Next one.
What is your favorite emoticon?
From Ryan. What's your favorite emote?
Like MSN or forum or what?
I'm assuming MSN.
I have something for this. I like that one.
Okay.
We'll
post a picture of these emotes in the show notes, if I remember to get the show notes done on time. But one that I specifically like, these two. No, okay. I like those two.
Hang a second, I can't say this. I'm about to spoil one of your favorite emoticons for you.
Oh, no, you're not. Okay, I'm changing my mind. Damn you. Damn you.
And I'm pretty sure, right? Even, I mean...
God. Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, so this is my favorite. Let me get my new favorite emote after what Brad told me. So type yours back into the screen. Okay, good. Now here are my favorites. There we go.
No, not the one of me, you freak.
No. Anyways, we got that. I'll be posting a picture of this in the notes. Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. Such a good question.
Thank you for the music.
What?
The songs I'm singing.
Okay. Thank you, Ryan. Well, Shane, I saw your post on RuneWire 20 hours ago. I guess from the time of this post when it was made, you were 1 million XP to 99 farming, so will you have 99 by the time the show's out? What is your next goal after your herblore and fire-making goals are done? What will you do with your life? Fondly, Vervada, Scarlet...
What will you do with your life? That's a bit of a deep question.
Yeah, but one tiny little note here. It's not herblore and fire-making. It's actually...
Blazing hardwood.
Softwood.
Oh, yeah, because we decided that hardwood would sound... Yeah.
You're laughing about that way too much. Anyways,
everybody in MSN thought it was funny, Shane. It's not just me.
It's herblore. No, it's fire making and wood cutting. I'm just laughing at the ad on the farming calculator right now.
What is it? Buy your own seeds.
No, I am 674K away from 99. I'll be getting 99 on Sunday. September 23rd at the RSBNB event. More on that later. But, the ad on the farming calculator is Herbal Menopause Remedy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's when I'll be getting 99. No plans for after the woodcutting.
I thought you were going to say I'll be getting some Herbal Menopause Remedy.
No. Of course not.
Everybody needs some Herbal Menopause Remedy.
This is becoming one strange show, right?
Oh, well, people like strange.
Oh, yeah. Okay, moving onwards then. Next one.
Okay. Shane, would you ever want to make a group for God Wars Dungeon with Mike, you and me, and somebody else? If so, please PM me, we can set up the date and time. P.S. Do you like my avatar? And those questions are from Duradal. You have a friend.
Exactly, but, no, I'd rather go with people I know that I can trust. It takes a while for...
What are you saying, Shane?
I'm just saying that I only trust people who I know. It takes a while for them to build up trust with me, and it takes a while for that trust to be built. So I'd be organizing my own group. Thank you for offering, but I'd much rather organize my own. Brad, you'd come, right?
No.
We need some decoys.
Shut up. I'm not being your human shield.
Like a Counter-Strike.
When was I your human shield?
When Mike shot us in the head.
Oh, yeah. I'm sad I'm going to miss the CS event.
I know.
I would have liked a chance to kill you.
With gun game? Only thing is we'll running it with all the weapons enabled, including the AWP and noob cannons.
So is that if people get... into a really high level, they get to have...
I forget what the order is. I think it's Glock, USP, P228, Desert Eagle, 5.7, Dual Elite, Shotgun, Auto Shotgun, and then I'm really not sure on the rest of the order, but I think around level 21 or 22, the AWP comes in, and around level 20, the Auto Snipers come in, and then the last two levels are Grenade and Knife. So, yeah. Should be fine.
I played on a gun game the other day, which was quite good, which was you started off with the highest level of weapon, so everybody started off with an AWP. But once you did that, you started moving down to through rifle, shotgun, SMG, down to pistol. So in the end, you only actually had a knife, and you had to try and finish on that. It was quite fun, actually.
Yes.
Because, of course, you had to be really skilled to get kills with a knife.
Okay, we're straying off topic now. Do you like his avatar?
No, it freaks me out.
Yeah, same here. I will post a link to that in the notes, but okay. Can you take this next one, too?
Okay. If someone gave you $50,000 or pounds of equal conversion value to tattoo one image on yourself, would you? And if so, what would you have inked on you? Well, if I got to choose, then yeah, sure, why not?
For $50,000?
Yes, I would do that.
Where'd you put it?
Probably, you know, somewhere where it would not be visible, so maybe like my lower back or something.
Okay. And what would you pick?
A picture of you.
Yeah,
no, that sounds creepy. I don't know what I'd pick. Probably some sort of pattern or some little emblem or something. I don't know.
Okay, like a Nazi symbol? Are you not that bad?
No, Shane, I wouldn't do that.
Well,
Jesus
good.
Christ, I'm not evil.
maybe a nice little flower?
A flower? Why would I want to do a flower?
I don't know. No, not for $50,000.
Not for 50 grand?
No. I'd do it for 500,000, though.
Yeah, right. That's a bit too much.
I don't know what I'd pick. You could pick for me.
A Star Trek, a picture of Captain Janeway.
Okay. That was one of your favorite emotes, apparently.
No, it wasn't. It was one of yours.
No.
Okay, you take the next question.
Okay. Where are we at? Here we are. How have RuneScape and RSVP affected your life? Thinking RuneWire there. Have they had a huge impact, or do they not affect you at all, and do you ever feel it has wasted your part of life to a silly game? I'd say for the better, actually, because it teaches you how to code things. It gives you lots of practice working with PHP databases and project management and dealing with people, little kids for that matter, 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds. No, I don't feel like I've wasted my life. What about you, Brad?
I've met a lot of interesting people through both of those mediums.
And?
No, it's certainly not been a waste. I've met a lot of good people. I've met a lot of people I've got very close to and get on very well with. So, no, it's
exactly.
Certainly not a waste.
Would you meet them in real life?
Yes, certainly. A few of them.
The mods?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, but we'll discuss that at a later date. Just so it doesn't look like you're being kidnapped or anything.
I can imagine all the mods meeting up when we're like 30 and 40s.
Oh, God, that's only 10 years away.
Oh, yeah, you're... In 10 years, I will be 26. Wow, that's scary. I was thinking I was going to say, like, oh, in 10 years, I will be 20. No, I'm not that young. God, I feel old. Help me.
Yes, but that's from Total Plocks. What is the strangest, most bizarre thing you've ever seen from AndyMaster24? What about you?
When Shane's... No, I was going to say something, but... No, but seriously, bizarre things? I don't know whether he means on RSBNB or in real life or what. I don't know. It's really difficult. It's like when people say, you know, what's the stupidest thing you've ever done? And you can never really quite
exactly
think of one thing.
Exactly. I'm thinking when it snowed in May one time.
I'm still trying to think of something, but I can't.
The kid eating the berries?
Well, that was just funny. You can call me cruel all you want, but it was hilarious. I don't know. No, I really can't think of anything.
Okay, then. Moving on, then. Shane, what would be a good computer language to learn first? I was thinking VB or Perl. No.
Klingon.
No, you don't want to learn VB or Perl for two reasons. A, VB, that is something that is Visual Basic, Microsoft only. It's not setting you up to go in the right direction if that's something you want to explore. It's so limiting to Microsoft only. Perl might be a good choice, but it's not the best language to start off with. You need something with a little more of a training wheel type structure. As bizarre as it might sound, I started on C++. Good thing, maybe, I'm not sure. But Most of the time I recommend Java because that's what computer science courses, introductory courses are taught in now, Java, just because it gives you the training wheels aspect of being a controlled language and whatnot. And for those of you guys who are going to say that you need to learn objects in order to use Java effectively, no, you don't. You can still program the same type of thing as you would do in a C. Like, for instance, let's say you want to make a very simple calculator that takes in two numbers. You can do that without using objects and use the primitive data types that Java has. And for that reason, I recommend Java to start with. Because, well, it's what's taught in school, so why not get ahead of the game, right? You know what I mean, Brad?
Yes, sorry, I just went to sleep while you answered that question.
Yeah, don't do VB, please. If you do VB, I will personally disown you. From
right.
The events crew. That's from Josh.
All of you. If you all died and were given another chance to live on Earth, but could only be an animal from the current time period, what animal would you be? What animal would you be?
A cat.
Why?
Because I could sleep and climb up on the countertop.
I originally thought I'd like to be like a cheetah or a jaguar so I could run really fast and, you know, have the power to kill. But now I think I'd like to be like a parasite.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
Don't they have a short lifespan?
Yeah.
Like a tick?
Yeah, like a tick. I'd like to be a tick.
Follow people
I bet
around.
That wasn't the answer he was expecting. No, I'll tell you what I'd like to be. I'd like to be a tapeworm.
Okay, then.
Why no, actually, I don't... Sorry,
whoa.
My headset just came off.
Whoa.
I don't know what I'd like to be. I do like the idea of being a parasite, though. Some sort of parasitical...
Why not just be a real animal?
Okay, I would like to be a...
ostrich.
Why an ostrich?
Because it can't fly.
If you say I look like one, I swear to God I will kill you. I'd probably like to be a... Let's see, what's the... No, I don't know. I'd probably be like a lion or something.
Okay. Cats. Cats are superior. The cat family.
Yes.
P.S. Thoughts on my avatar? No.
That looks like somebody I know.
Really?
Looks like a friend of my dad's.
Okay.
I wonder if it is him.
I'm going to have to say I don't like these kind of avatars where they're animated.
What with people hurting themselves. Yeah, people... I don't like animated.
Mine's okay, though. Like the finger clipping one.
Nah, that's also gay.
No, it's not. I'll go back to the Star Trek one then. Thank you very much. That's from Zach.
I have to mentally prepare myself for this next question
because go ahead.
I find it very emotionally distressing.
Read.
Brad. You always say... Brad, you always say that everything is crap and that you don't care. Is there anything that isn't and that you do care about? And that question is from Adiv.
So?
Of course there's stuff I care about, Adiv.
Like?
I'm not going into specifics on this show, but I'm the sort of person that would focus on the negative rather than the positive when discussing something. And I am a critical person, and I probably always will be, so I don't say everything is crap, and I don't care about... I don't pretend to care about nothing, so I'm not sure where you have got those ideas from, but yes, of course I care about things.
People around you?
Of course, yes.
Us, the staff members?
Of course.
Good.
I care that you
That's
were
all
stupid
we need
enough
to
give me my position. No, I do.
Okay, if you had a chance to be a mermaid or a unicorn, which one did you choose?
Unicorn.
Unicorn.
Huge ass horn.
I was thinking the same thing.
I just think what I could use that horn for. Hurting people. No, see, you were thinking dirty thoughts then, weren't you? You were.
No. That's from Steven. Also, what do you think of this song? You remember it, right?
Oh, no. Please, no. Please, no. That was
Shiny
horrible.
Toy Guns. You are the one.
You are the one. No, please. No, please. Please don't. No, please. I'm begging you.
It's got a good beat, though. You know, that's sort of what I was looking for the show.
Sounds like emo music.
But the kind of music is not that good for me. Yeah. That's from Steven. Final question is, Brad, please take it.
What is the most famous landmark you have ever visited?
From Kenny. What's your favorite landmark?
Okay, it says the most famous.
Oh, right.
Go on then, you go first, because I feel I have more than you.
I don't have anything. Unless you count the Space Needle in Seattle famous.
That is rather famous. I've heard of it, so I would... Okay, let's see. I've been to the London Eye, the big Ferris wheel, London Bridge, Tower of
London.
Bridge
is falling down.
10 Downing Street, Buckingham Palace. I've also
Did
been
you get to
the
see the Queen?
No. I've been to the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre. I've seen the Mona Lisa. I've been to the Reichstag in Berlin, obviously. I've also been to Milan. I've seen the Duomo in Milan, which is the Duomo. Where's the Duomo? It is in Milan. Right? I've seen the big Gothic cathedral in Milan. Anyway, yeah, a lot. Oh, and I've also been to Stonehenge.
Okay.
That's nice.
Good work.
I beat Shane.
Yes, you did. Most definitely.
I win.
I'd like to go see the parliamentary place down in Ottawa. Maybe go Halloweening at Stephen Harper's house there.
Oh, does he let people?
Yeah, they let kids come up to on 22 Sussex Drive. That's
You're not
address.
Really a kid, though, are you, Shane?
No.
You're 21.
No, I'm 20. 20.
Oh, you're 20, yes.
Yes. You could go. You're young enough.
I'm 16.
That's young enough.
I don't know, I wouldn't want to go to Stephen Harper's house. He scares me. I think he would drag me into his house and molest me.
I don't think that's possible. He does have two kids.
Oh, yeah, right.
8 and 13, I believe.
8 okay. and 13?
Yes.
Sick. All right, let's go.
Tech news! You're going to stay awake because I'm going to make you read the second one.
Oh, Jesus.
Black screen of darkness to haunt Vista pirates. Yarr! You a pirate?
I am a pirate.
Okay, and this should worry you. Buy the software or suffer the consequences. That's what Microsoft is saying. Microsoft
Fuck
Windows
Microsoft.
Infamous blue screen of death has become synonymous with operating system crashes or freezes. But nothing is compared to with what users of pirate copies of Vista Worldwide can expect from now on. A black screen of darkness. In an email to a large Vista distributed titled Pirated Vista, A Darkness Descends, a local Microsoft representative made it quite clear what Vista pirates can expect to their unlicensed installations. So basically, after an hour of browsing, you'll lose your taskbar, you lose pretty much everything, and your screen will turn black.
How do they know?
How do they know if it's pirated?
Well, yeah. There
are ways around activation, like using an OEM key or whatnot, and flashing temporarily, and emulating a flash on your BIOS. That's the main hack to get around it. But this is mainly only targeting people who haven't activated their Windows, and it's flagged as an ungenuine copy using the Windows Genuine Advantage thing. So basically, this will only affect you if you get caught and your Windows Genuine Advantage gets flagged. Honestly.
Couldn't you avoid that?
Yes, you could. But we're not a pirate show, and I'm not going to explain how to do it, even though I do know how to avoid it.
So there are ways around it, so it's still
stupid.
Oh, yes,
definitely.
Thing.
Definitely. Ways around it. There's always ways around it. So, if one entry point into Vista was closed, another one would be open within the next few days. So, really, we're not going to be talking about how to do it, but... and we don't endorse that kind of thing, but it is doable, and I have seen it done before firsthand. You can read more about this at Computer World, but I don't know. Like, is Microsoft going too far, you think?
Microsoft are morons.
They are going too far. You want to know why?
Why?
Because you remember last week or the week before we had that thing about the Windows Genuine Advantage server outage for tech news? Well, because of that, people got ungenuine copies of Windows, and the only people it's been hurting because of that were the honest users, right?
Yep.
So, they are going far too far. macOS 10.4, you just put the CD in, and it installs no serial or activation. But then again, it's engineered to only run on Mac hardware. But then again, that's been hacked as well with the new Intel chips and the ICBMs. Apple macOS can be put on a standard computer if you know how and if you're a hacker enough, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever do that?
No, personally I wouldn't.
Why? Huh?
I don't know, I wouldn't.
Why not?
Because I don't know.
You wouldn't want. You wouldn't even want to have macOS on your standard computer.
No, I'm so used to Windows.
Vinders, as we call it. Anyways, next story. You can read it.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Hang on a second.
You forget how to do tech news.
Yeah, because I haven't done it in ages. Report. MMORPG revenues to explode over next few years. The online gaming space is growing. While some analysts are saying that the games with strong online components make more money than games without the online games, global market forecasts reported by Strategy Analytics goes further with its predictions. They believe revenues from online games will reach $11.5 billion by 2011. A 25.2% compound annual growth rate. That's significant, but when compared to overall market estimates for gaming through 2011, numbers show revenues from MMO titles almost doubling to 11% of the marketplace. Strategy Analytics estimate that by the end of the last year, there were 30 million subscriptions in total across all MMORPGs, with the vast majority, 73%, coming from the Asia-Pacific region. These numbers are mirrored in sales. 189 million games were sold online in 2006, with 74% of the sales coming from the Asia-Pacific region. This point is that the area... it's the area... Online games are the new...
Things
to aim for.
It's the way of the future. And that's the main idea here, is that basically if you build a game without an online component, you're sitting duck. Because A, you can't update it, people can't have fun with their friends, and it becomes unplayable unless there's an expansion pack released. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of Steam. Like, all those Doom games and everything on there. If you want a new game, just use your credit card and off you go, and you get new game automatically downloaded online, so that's the way it's going. But MMO games, most definitely. World of Warcraft, for one, I think that's the biggest, right?
Yep, 9 million. Okay. I think close to 10.
And RuneScape, this affects us too. But you notice, one reason I also picked this was because of the Asia-Pacific region. You know... Mm-hmm. I can understand places like Japan, maybe, but the poorer parts of China, only thing that's happening there is gold farming.
Well, yeah, but there still are a lot of online players who play those sort of games.
Uh-huh.
It isn't just all gold farming, is it?
I know, but I'm just saying that the poorer parts of China and whatnot, like, that's mostly what would be happening there. But I don't know, like, how many people are in Japan compared to the U.S., do you know?
Let's have a look.
Like, what I'm trying to get at here is that the Asia-Pacific region is...
Japan has a population of 127 million. That's a 2007 estimate. The United States...
Probably a billion?
States doesn't have a billion. 302 million, 2007 okay. Estimate.
So, basically with this, I was going to say that the Asia-Pacific regions are significantly more advanced in some areas of technology, right? Like Taiwan, Japan, South Korea, they're all significantly advanced. They had plasma screens even before we have them here. And most of the things, like, innovations do come from there, but it could just be that they're more technically advanced, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I picked it for that reason and the fact that it mentions Asia-Pacific, because that's where the RuneScape gold farmer population comes from, primarily.
Another interesting point. When World of Warcraft was released in China, there was characters in World of Warcraft called Undead, and they have parts of their bones showing.
Uh-huh.
And for the release to be approved in China by the government, Blizzard actually had to cover up the bones. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been approved by the Chinese government.
Yeah, nothing gets through the Great Firewall of China. Anyways, yeah, see, that's the problem with communism. Everything has to be approved. But I don't know. I just don't like this idea of communism, but that's what happens, and Asia-Pacific region, I guess they do like their MMO games, so good for them. Do you still play WoW?
Yes.
Aw. I was hoping to wean you off it with CS, but I guess not.
It's like, sort of, I don't play as much WoW, but...
But?
But, yeah, because I play CS, but I couldn't play CS, like, for 2-3 hours a day. I probably maybe play 30-40 minutes a day.
Uh-huh.
Not that much, really.
Yeah, there's people that play for a long time. But anyways, moving on to the rants. You take the first one.
Can you take the first one?
Oh, fine. I lost my fighter torso recently, so I ventured to Barbarian Assault to get it back. What I found was not a minigame, but a hell. Don't get me wrong, the game itself is great. Decent rewards, simple enough to figure out. JX, however, did not account for one little detail. Incompetent players. It happened to far too many teams. Everyone is doing their job until eventually it is realized that one player has no idea how to play. This means that either one player will have to quit the team so the team can be reorganized, or the unknowing player will quickly be taught what to do, which is not always an easy experience. What does happen? Why does this happen? We have to go through a tutorial to play, correct? Oh wait, nothing actually makes us read it, so how could this be solved? Simple, we all need to be tested. I feel that in order to play, not only should one have to read the tutorial, but complete a small practice test in each role before being allowed to play. And for the players who still know how to play, we would have it as well. The task could be like this. Healer, kill one penance healer using the correct food and heal an NPC teammate using the vial. Attacker, kill penance fighter or ranger using the correct attack. Collector, collect three of the collect eggs and place them in the hopper. Defendants, kill two penance renders, then repair the trap. Calling, gives your horn a random roll, and then you must make the correct calls with that horn, at which another point they'll be given to you, and you'll be done all four rolls. Scoring, not necessarily a challenge like the above, but scores should be taught in the tutorial at least once by showing a screen with the advanced breakdown. For any experienced assaulters, these changes will be a minor event again by get by, but hopefully we'll put an end to everyone having to see what do I do in mid-game. Thoughts, ideas, comments, criticisms? What do you think?
Well, I don't really know much about Barbarian Assault.
So you'd be one of those ones that say, what I do?
Yeah, probably. No, I would probably research it before I was going to do it, but I don't know enough about Barbarian Assault to comment on this front.
Personally, it's a great idea, because when I was getting my fighter torso, I came across lots of idiots. So I personally like this rant, and it's a good idea that they try and teach teamwork, but then they can't teach us how to play the game properly. That's what the problem is, you know? So I think this is a good rant, and it should immediately be implemented in an update to the game, maybe in December or November sometime. Okay. Next one.
Okay. Around 3 years ago, someone made a sarcastic rant. Sarcastic rants were allowed then. On other players, which people wanted... rant on players were allowed too. On other players, rants on players were allowed too then. It was entitled, Hold My Hand, Please. In it, people listed silly ways in which people wanted Jagex to hold their hands. Looking at RuneScape now, I can say, wow, how prophetic.
Prophetic.
prophetic. That's what I said, prophetic.
Yeah, just in case.
One of the recurring themes in people's posts was wanting tutors for exam for extremely simple tasks. Well, yay, now we have at least one tutor for every single FTP skill. The ones covered on Tutorial Island have two tutors, along with two bank tutors. The latest in this saga has popped up in Lumbridge Cowfield. Yes, we now have a milking tutor. This goes far beyond what anyone ever thought possible. Another recurring thing was immunity from danger. Well, guess what? Now, when we go into nearly any area that might be dangerous, you get a big warning. The wilderness, which already had a warning, was given a ditch instead. And if for some reason you don't notice the warning, escape is as easy as find a spot where monsters can't attack you and click Lumbridge Home Teleport. It's sad, really. The observed coddling of yesteryear is now basic information to newbies. I can't imagine what will happen 2 years from this rant. Jagex, stop coddling the newbies. And mods, don't be stupid and lock this as a rant about other players. It is not about other players, it's about Jagex coddling them. I do agree with this. It is sort of stupid.
Yes, it's like it's a prophecy that came true. The self-fulfilling prophecy of RuneScape. Don't you think?
Yeah, Jagex, well, I mean, the general population of RuneScape's got to be quite young, so...
Definitely. Do you remember that story that Trekkie had where he was at the library one day and a kid was trying to get on RuneScape?
No, I never heard that.
And he showed him how?
Did he?
Yeah. So, and then he left his account logged in.
Did he?
Yeah. So, that's what we're dealing with on RuneScape. You know, aside from that aspect of the game, I quite like the game, you know. I'm sure you would too.
Yes,
right?
But yeah, I think Jagex possibly needs to put those sort of things in for the younger players. But I mean, if the younger players and the maybe stupider players are lacking that much in intelligence, are they really going to have enough intelligence to go and
get a 99 skill? Yeah. Well, that's not that's hard anyway. Just buy however many monkfish you need, and 99 cooking.
Yeah, or to go and talk to the trainer. I meant.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you say it needed, but you think the RuneScape population has got younger?
I would say yes, as it's been more mass marketed. It's probably become younger players have found it.
One of the most
Mini clip.
Yeah, that was a big mistake on their part. That was the when I was in grade 7. That was the website you go to at lunch.
I never went to Mini Clip.
I know, neither did I, but I saw people on it. So, yes, that is that, and I'm pretty much done with this rant. Unless you are.
No, I think yeah the. Jagex, in a way, has to sort of inform the younger and stupider population of RuneScape about these things. But I think just, yes, generally, over the years, it has become more and more younger players have been attracted to it, and of course, Jagex has got to deal with them.
So is it a self-fulfilling prophecy somehow, by way of evolution?
Possibly.
But the milking tutor, I didn't even know that exists.
Nor did I.
God.
But I can imagine.
Why do you need help? To milk a cow. Isn't that fairly obvious what to do?
One would think so, but...
I've milked a cow before.
You've milked a cow?
Yes.
In RuneScape?
Yes. And real life.
You've done it in real life?
Yes.
When?
About 15 years ago. On a field trip.
Oh, I see.
Yes. You don't do those kind of things there?
We don't necessarily milk cows.
I don't know. Anything else on this before we wrap it up?
No, I think that is all.
I think it's time for you to go to bed.
I am actually very tired.
Long day?
Not really long, but whatever.
Okay. Other things. Counter-Strike Source gun game event this weekend. I have to post a topic for that. Basically, it'll be Counter-Strike Source, but gun game, which is effectively where you kill one person to get the next level gun. It's quite fun. Right, Brad?
Yes, gun game is very fun. If you have CS, turn up.
Yeah. So please, come. Events next weekend, free to play, and pay-to-play. I can tell you a bit about what's happening. We haven't got it exactly nailed down yet, but they will be happening on the 22nd and 23rd. The P2P one will be a big party for me and Creepy. You guys all get to come and enjoy some of the spoils from it. So basically what'll happen is first he'll get 99 woodcutting, and then I'll get 99 farming. Then we'll go to our respective places, get the capes, do all the ceremonies, blah, blah, blah. Then we'll make it off to my house and have a nice little drop party. Sorry, but this is P2P because, well, it has to be done in P2P because that's where the skills are leveled to 99, and we will have something for free-to-play. You know, normally we try and do drop parties for both free-to-play and P2P, you know, but with it being in September and it's not a special holiday drop or anything, we can't really do it for both, but keep in mind that any other past drop party that we've done on RSBNB has been done as both free-to-play and P2P, right, Brad?
Yes.
So you'll get your time if you're free-to-play, and we will have something equally fun and entertaining for you, brought to you by Alex43, because it is his job to plan the FTP event this month. So that's that. What have we been doing?
College.
Of course.
College.
Homework?
I can hear somebody chinking plates.
Yeah, it's that time of day. Homework?
Oh. A bit of it, not much.
No, that's good. Same here, you know? Like, I just have to do it on my own, because, like, you know, there's really no deadlines or anything except for major assignments, which are at the end of the month. But anyways, yeah, I'm working on a new language called Lisp. Do you know Lisp?
No, but isn't it when somebody speaks like this, they have a lisp?
Not exactly. It's basically a programming language that's fully encapsulated in, like, parentheses. So, in effect, there is no variables or anything, and it's rather interesting the way it works. What have you been covering?
What do you mean?
In school.
Oh, cell biology, the European law, the
European Union. How
yes.
Fun.
And we started doing statistics in maths.
Ew. Like what, probabilities?
Yes.
So like, say you have a case of dominoes.
Don't ask me something because I'll get it wrong.
How many dominoes? What's your chance of picking three distinguishable dominoes out of a bag?
Not that exactly, but...
Okay. I'm taking stats, too. Anyways, I was talking to PFK99s, and he said he's in chemical engineering, so he could help you with the nerve gas.
Interesting.
Anyways, so I think we're done.
Yep.
This has been RSBNB Update Von 17 with Brad from saidbybrad.com.
Goodbye.
And Shane1288, not at the blog today, but at runewire.rsbnb.com/Shane, because that other place just in a complete state of disarray, and I'm really not sure what's happening with it. So until next week, goodbye.